Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A public school stops punishing students over the use of pronouns. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this comes out of Ohio. It's a sixth grade male student. We're going to refer to him as John Doe. He was punished by an assistant principal in an Ohio school district for using the male pronoun he in reference to a male student. We're going to call this student Boy A. And he's actually referring to a male student as a he. And in fact, this male student wants to be referred to not as a he, but as a she, even though he's clearly male and not female. So this sixth grade boy is using common sense observation and essentially says regarding that boy, he is a boy, not a girl. And that's a quote. And it is that statement that got him in trouble.
You know, and with kids going back to school, you, as a parent, you would trust to send your child back to learn, you know, academics, as well as not to teach them to lie. But here's an example where our client, John Doe, was being forced to lie when he was just simply stating this boy is a boy. I mean, that's just the truth.
It's the truth. The assistant principal told our client, and we represent the parents and, of course, their son, John Doe, a sixth grade student. After they contacted us and told us about the situation, we got involved. Well, the facts of it involve assistant principal. And after the assistant principal heard John Doe, the sixth grade student, refer to the boy as a boy, that he is a boy, not a girl, that assistant principal told John that there would be, quote, consequences, close quote, for his statements. And she removed him from PE class for the day as part of his punishment. And, of course, there would be additional punishment that would be forthcoming. Liberty Counsel got involved. We intervened. And we sent a letter to the school. And the school district claimed that the PE class removal was not a formal disciplinary action and that there would be no records of it in his file, but also conceded that neither Liberty Counsel's client, John Doe, nor other students would be subject to discipline for expressing, quote, respectful disagreement on any topic, close quote, nor for using accurate, quote, pronouns in referring to students, close quote. And that teachers also would not, quote, coerce any student to use a particular pronoun, close quote. So John's parents obviously were satisfied.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there were several students there in art class talking about this boy, we call Boy A, about taking girl hormones and having his male parts removed and things that would make him a girl, as they stated. You know, and our client, John Doe, politely, not rudely, but politely disagreed and said, no, Boy A is a boy, not a girl. I mean, that's just common sense, folks.
Yeah, you well, know? The school administrators, including the assistant principal who initiated the punishment against John Doe, and the art teacher and the music teacher, they all referred to this Boy A, who publicly claimed to be a girl, by feminine pronouns. They used feminine pronouns for this boy, and they would refer to the boy as a she or her. The administrators told other students that Boy A, quote, is a girl, close quote, and that the students had to call him by female pronouns and consider him, quote, female, close quote. I mean, you have to almost make this nonsense up. It's like we're living in a different alternative universe of reality where there is no reality. It's all fiction. Here is a sixth grade boy who's clearly, demonstrably, biologically, physiologically, objectively a boy. And now the people in charge, the administrators, assistant principal, the art teacher, the music teacher, they're all engaging in this fiction. And they refer to this boy as a girl, she and her. And then they tell the students that this person is actually a girl. Not because that person is a girl, but because that sixth grade boy subjectively wants to be referred to as a girl, and that everyone has to then revolve around that fictitious notion and refer to that boy as a female. Well, our client had common sense. Our John Doe, sixth grade student, said, he's a boy, not a girl. And for that, he got in trouble. And he came home and told his parents what happened, and that's how we got involved.
And you know, the bizarre thing, too, there were two other boys in the conversation that agreed with John Doe. And they said, yeah, you know, you are what you're born with. And, you know, they got in school and out of school suspension for saying the truth.
Yeah, yeah. And they all did, not just our client. But they all got punished. And anybody else, if we had not gotten involved, would continue to be punished. And so imagine yourself, picture yourself at sixth grade. I can't even hardly recall sixth grade.
I know.
I'm picturing myself at sixth grade, where the teacher would tell you that you had to refer to a boy, and you knew this was a boy. It's not like this is the first day of class. You knew from history this person to be a boy.
Right.
And now the teachers and the administrators and everyone else tells you, because he wants to be referred to and identified as a girl, he's a girl, and you have to refer to that person with girl pronouns, female, feminine pronouns. And what would you do in that situation? I mean, it would, and then if you then said common sense, but he's a boy, he's not a girl.
Yeah.
And then you get punished for that. Imagine the implications. And then if there was no help for you, if there was no intervention like what happened in this case,
if there was no Liberty Council there to help them, they would have been in a bad situation.
Yeah, exactly.
But think about the future of these children, Matt. I mean, you know, they're being taught one thing and then taught another thing. How confusing could that be when you come home and say, well, I'm not supposed to lie. I'm supposed to tell the truth. I'm supposed to respect my teachers who are supposed to tell me facts. But then, on the other hand, I'm saying that this boy is a boy, not a girl. That's so confusing to them.
And this, you know, is happening all over the place.
This is not the first case. This is in the Ohio area, in or around Cincinnati, Ohio.
The good news is that Liberty Council was contacted by the parents after they heard from what happened to their son at school, and they weren't able to get things resolved, so they contacted us, and we got involved, and we sent a letter to the school officials. And thankfully, the school officials are now responding in a positive way, but this doesn't always happen. Sometimes they dig their heels in. But the point is, parents and people in the community, even if you don't have children, find out what's going on in your schools. Because this kind of bullying, and that's what this is, it's bullying. It's forcing people to lie and to literally deny objective reality. This is happening all over the place, and if there's no intervention, if there's no help, if there's no resource, then imagine this sixth grade boy and the other boys that also receive school suspension, both in school and a one day out of school suspension. Imagine that they have to go back to school. And now, because of the pressure from the administrators, and now they've been suspended, and the other kids, probably while they're out, are being told, that's what happens to you if you disobey and you will not refer to boy A as a girl. That's what's going to happen to you. And you get fearful.
Fear, yeah.
Then what happens to you from your peers when you come back? Right. They're going to bully you as well. Right. So you get ganged up on by the higher authorities and then eventually by your peers.
You know, and you made a really good point earlier. It's so important that parents get involved. Know what your children are being taught. You know, get to know the teachers. Look at the homework. Look at the textbooks. Know what they're being told, you know, and have that open conversation with your children because you have that right. You have that right to see their curriculum. You have the right to know, you know, what your children are being exposed to.
No question. Well, students clearly have the right to respectfully share their views without being punished. And administrators were wrong in this case. They're wrong in every case where they were or seek to punish students for expressing their views on something patently obvious as this. They can't force students to lie about objective reality, and that's what was happening. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/pronouns, lc.org/pronouns, for more information on this kind of thing. Get the word out. Find out what's happening in your school, and then contact Liberty Counsel, lc.org, lc.org, or call us 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.